Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft rolled out the ability for consumers to log into a Microsoft account using the Microsoft Authenticator app, Windows Hello, a security key, or SMS email verification codes rather than a password. Consumers can also now remove passwords from their accounts entirely. The company rolled out passwordless support to commercial customers back in March. India and Singapore announced they plan to connect India's UPI system with Singapore's Pay Now system by July 2022. Users would only need an account on one system to send money to users on either system using mobile phone numbers. Ireland's Data Protection Commission opened two investigations into TikTok. The first covers how the platform handles children's data and GDPR compliance generally, while the second will look at if TikTok is in compliance with personal data transfer regulations to third countries, specifically China. Amazon's Kindle devices are getting a new user interface design for the first time since 2016. The update is rolling out slowly to Kindle's release from 2015 onward. The changes include a search bar at the top, replacing the row of buttons, and two tabs, one for home and one for your library. Settings can now be accessed with a swipe down from the top of the screen. Amazon now offers Prime members in the UK and Ireland access to Deliveroo Plus for a year. This will provide free food delivery for orders over £25, the currency, not the weight. Amazon has a roughly 12% stake in Deliveroo. Protocol sources say Comcast will launch its own X-Class-branded smart TVs made by Hisense. These 4K TVs will come in 43 and 50 inches, running Comcast X1 operating system that they use on their set-top boxes and includes a voice remote. The Wall Street Journal previously reported Walmart will sell these TVs. We don't know a launch date or pricing. Canon announced the Canon EOS R3, its professional-grade mirrorless camera. This uses a 24.1-megapixel stacked CMOS sensor, able to shoot up to 30 frames per second with full auto-exposure and autofocus. Canon also reintroduced its eye-control autofocus, previously used on EOS film cameras, which pinpoints focus based on where you're looking in the viewfinder. It can also shoot 6K raw video. The R3 is available in November for $5,999. Xiaomi announced its 11T series of phones. The top-end 11T Pro comes with a Qualcomm 888 SoC, 120Hz OLED screen that supports Dolby Vision, and a 5,000 mAh battery with support for 120W fast charging, able to go from zero to full in a claimed 17 minutes. The standard 11T comes with a MediaTek Dimensity 1200 Ultra SoC and supports a mere 67W fast charging. The budget 11 Lite 5G NE comes with the Snapdragon 778 SoC and, one would assume, more pedestrian charging speeds. The 11T Pro starts at €649, the 11T at €499, and the 11 Lite at €369. No release dates, but all models will come to European markets. Nintendo added Bluetooth audio support to the Switch in a new software update, now supporting using Bluetooth headphones to listen to console audio. The Switch can only use two wireless controllers when using Bluetooth audio, and Bluetooth microphones are not supported. Microsoft's board approved naming the company's president, Brad Smith, to vice chair. Smith was named to the board in 2015 and will continue to report to CEO and board chairman, Satya Nadella. With the release of version 14 of the Unicode standard, we get 37 new emoji. Biting lip, troll, saluting face, pregnant person, the ever-important heart hands, and support for mixed skin tones for the handshake are among the additions. Amazon will bring its Amazon One palm scanning technology to Red Rocks Amphitheater as part of a partnership with the ticketing firm AXS. The venue will offer dedicated palm scanning stations to validate entry. AXS plans to bring Amazon One to more ticketed venues in the future. And finally, the news from Apple's event yesterday. Apple announced the iPhone 13, 13 mini, and 13 Pro, all with the new A15 Bionic SoC, starting with a base of 128 gigabytes of storage, getting better battery life than the last gen, and supporting dual SIM and eSIM. The Pro adds a 120 hertz ProMotion display and refreshes all three cameras with brighter lenses and a longer telephoto. The 13 and 13 mini get a brighter screen and refresh cameras with optical image stabilization on the main camera. All models get cinematic mode for video that can change focus after recording. The Mini starts at $699, the 13 at $799, the Pro at $999, and the Pro Max at $1,099. Pre-orders open on September 17th, shipping on the 24th. The Apple Watch Series 7 starts at $399 and offers a larger display with thinner bezels, as well as faster charging, able to get 8 hours of life out of an 8-minute charge. No firm release date other than this fall. Apple also updated the iPad mini with a larger 8.3-inch screen, the new A15 Bionic SoC, a USB-C port, Touch ID support, 12-megapixel cameras on the back and front, and support for the magnetically attached second-gen Apple Pencil. Pre-orders are open now, shipping September 24th, starting at $499, with a 5G model $150 more. The entry-level iPad also got some love, updated with the A13 Bionic SoC, 64GB of base storage, and a 12-megapixel rear camera. It still costs $329, and it's available to order now. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.